You're listening to the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible Geek, Mark Hart.
Well, it's great to be with you again, my family. This week we're taking a look at the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our first reading comes from Ecclesiastes. You gotta love when we break open Ecclesiastes. Chapter 1, verse 2. And then chapter 2, verses 21 to 23. Our psalm response, Psalm 90, verses 3 through 6, then verses 12 through 14, and verse 17. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Our second reading, St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, and verses 9 through 11. Put to death the parts of you that are earthly. Wow, there's a powerful tattoo for the inside of our eyelids. Put to death the parts of you that are earthly. I love that line. And our gospel from St. Luke chapter 12, verses 13 through 21. You know, as the summer begins to draw to a close, I know it's still hot, but school will be in session in different places very soon. The summers are always tricky, at least for me personally, because there's a lot more travel in the summertime. As some people, some lines of work, some professions get less busy in the summer, we at LifeTeen and we in ministry, specifically youth ministry, are often busier during the summer than any other time. And I've been on a lot of planes this summer. And one of the things that you experience when you fly a lot is that you amass a lot of miles. And sometimes, as I've talked about before on the podcast, you get called up, moved up to first class, and you end up sitting with a class, quote unquote, of people who are not normally accustomed to sitting next to people who are in ministry, people who don't have a lot of money, that sort of a thing. And it constantly amazes me because the Lord puts these divine appointments, puts me next to people on these planes who half an hour into the trip are sharing their life story with me. They'll ask me what I do. I'll tell them. And they immediately start telling me what they love about the church, what they don't like about the church, why they stopped going to church. It's really interesting. And on one such flight not too long ago, as I sat down next to a guy, he looked obviously very professional, very well-dressed, very successful, you could just tell. And he looked at me and said, tell me about yourself, you know, before we'd even taken off. And I quickly learned, as I was telling about myself, that he really didn't want to learn about me. He wanted to learn what I did. He basically wanted my resume. He wanted to know how it came to be that I was sitting up there by him. And he was looking for a list of accomplishments. When I had said to him, tell me about yourself, he basically gave me his verbal resume. And it was interesting because when someone says, tell me about yourself, I want to know about the person. I don't want to know about their accomplishments. But that's not necessarily the culture we live in. We live in a culture where you are measured by how well you do and how much you do and what you do and what you get paid to do what you do and that sort of a thing. We live in a very worldly culture. We've talked about that before. And that's why it's so difficult for you and for me if we're trying to live the Christian life, trying to live the Catholic life, because we are in this world, not of it. And the way that the world measures success and security is not the way God does. In this gospel today, Jesus is trying to, basically Jesus is put in a very difficult position. Someone in the crowd says, teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me. All of a sudden they call out Jesus because he's obviously wise and obviously holy and humble. And they say, hey, we want you to mediate this family dispute we have going on. So he decides to teach them in a parable. And he goes on to tell them about a rich man who amasses a lot of worldly wealth and then decides to build these huge storehouses to store all this wealth and all this extra food and everything else, who's just going to have this great party because he has all this financial security. And in the midst of it, he ends up looking like a real moron because God comes to him and says, hey, you fool. And that's pretty intense when God says, you fool. This night, you're going to lose your life. Now, all the stuff you have, where's it going to go? Now, the question becomes, are you living for heaven or are you living for earth? And this is where we have to be willing to empty ourselves. And this is the challenge of the Christian life. How much is too much? How much do you need to be secure and safe? And how much do you really rely on God? We think back to that last week with that daily reliance, that daily bread, going to God, persevering daily, and going to Him and being dependent on Him. And this continues that theme this week. How much do you depend on God? Not only how much do you pray every day, but how much do you amass? How much do I amass? How much do we hoard? You know, hoarding is a sin. If you were to look in your closet, in your drawers, in your home, how many things do you keep because they make you feel more secure? How many clothes you don't ever wear anymore? How much extra wealth in the bank? How many of those things, how often could we tithe more? Could we be more generous? Could we give more? How often do we hold on to those things like they're our safety blanket? Our gadgets, our toys, our clothes, the money in the bank, whatever it is. And honestly, what the Lord's trying to tell us today is until we empty ourselves of earthly things, of finite things, we will not be able to be filled with the heavenly things, the infinite things like God. We have to learn how to be empty. And that's what St. Paul is trying to tell the people in the second reading. Put to death those parts of you that are earthly, immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, greed, those things that are earthly, those voids and those empty parts of ourselves that we try to fill with earthly things. You got to put those things to death. Because until you empty yourself of worldly things, you can't hold heavenly things. And that's why this first reading is so perfect. You're going to hear the word vanity about 8 times. The word vanity comes from the Latin word for emptiness. And the writer in Ecclesiastes is trying to say, look, you're going to work and work and work. You're going to end up giving it away to someone else who didn't work. And he's basically beleaguering and he's getting annoyed with all this earthly labor and how hard it is. And he's saying it's empty. It's not really going to, the earthly parts are not going to get you what you really need or get us what we really, really need, what are really going to bring us joy. And that's why we should not fear putting to death those earthly things. We have to say, look, it's not about how much I have. It's about who I'm seeking. It's not about how much wealth I can amass. It's about what I can do with the things I'm given. That person in the gospel who had all this wealth, all this excess, the right answer would have been to give away all that excess food, all the excess, the blessing, quote unquote, of earth that he was given and that he was entrusted with, to give that away to those who didn't have any in that moment on that day. And had he done that, then that night that he died, God would not have been calling him a fool. He would have been calling him great. Now, this is not supposed to be an indictment for any of us about what's in our drawers, what's in our closet, how much we tithe. This is an invitation this week. Once again, it's another invitation to look at our lives and say, where am I not completely depending on God? Where do I try to hold on to these little worldly things and fill these little voids in my life? Where am I holding back and not surrendering and emptying myself of everything so that God would be my only desire, my only one, my only security? My brothers and my sisters, it's a great opportunity to take a tough look in the mirror and maybe even a quick look in the closet to decide how we can build the kingdom this week in small ways, because in earthly ways it might seem small, but in heavenly ways it's huge. May God bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.